the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're going to talk more high school football here on Drive 10 Sports. We're getting closer and closer to the kickoff of the 2018 season. And of course, right here on KOAL, you will be able to follow the Emory Spartans throughout the entire season with live play-by-play action. But also this year, we have added Carbon High School to our stable. The Dinos, you'll be able to follow all year long on 95.3 The Peak KRPX. And we are actually going to talk Carbon High football right now. We'll bring in Coach Josh Huntsman. There's so much to talk about. Carbon is getting ready to begin a camp this week, and they'll also welcome in a couple of schools in the next few days. Coach, always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
I definitely appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, we're getting there. It's the middle of July already. We're not that far off from the football season itself. It kicks off August 17th, and Carbon will take on Manti to get things off and rolling. But this is a very important week for the football program.
It definitely is. Yeah, we've got camp coming up here on Thursday. We get started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we've got our parent meeting 6 o'clock that night. Hope to have 50-52 kids out for that, and then, you know, a few more stragglers coming along as we progress through camp.
Well, let's start by talking about the camp. 6 a.m. in the morning, you guys will get rolling, and I know you kind of want to do things a little bit different in the evening. It's more of team building, right? Camaraderie type deals that you guys will have.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, you can only do X's and O's so much, and these kids need to get with their teammates, get with each other, and make sure that, you know, they build that brotherhood and that camaraderie to where they can get through a whole season with each other.
So what are some of the things that you guys will focus on in the morning at the camp?
You know, we're going to, you know, a coach will tell you all the time that they've got to get back to fundamentals. Usually it's after they've gotten their butt kicked in a season, and we definitely need to get back to fundamentals. We need to do the little things to help ourselves out, you know, angle blocking, you know, drive blocking, you know, just all the little things that you have to do within a football season to get better. And, you know, we've got a lot of younger kids that are coming up, and we want to teach them the proper way as well, you know, right off the bat.
I know that when you get to this stage in the summer, you can absolutely tell which kids have been in the gym, which kids have been working or at least studying and attempting to get better. Once you hit the middle of July, you can tell.
Definitely can. And as soon as you put on the shoulder patch, you'll definitely know who's been doing what they're supposed to be doing, who's been in the weight room, who's been coming to 7-on-7, who's been doing all those things. You know, you get kids that will be out there, they'll just be lost. And, you know, we'll take the first couple of days and we'll find them and we'll get them back on track. But, you know, you definitely know who's been doing what they're supposed to be doing all summer.
Now, with the state rules that we have, what are you allowed to do this week as far as your practices on the field go?
We're going to be in helmets and in helmets the first couple of days, and then we'll be helmet shoulder pads, and then we'll be full pads. The first couple of days, what we do is we install both our offense and our defense, and, you know, make sure that we're dropping to the right places on defense, make sure that we're hitting the right holes on offense and doing those things. You know, we'll do a lot of work on against cans and against stuff like that. But, you know, they give you 3 hours the first day. They give you like 5 hours the second day. There's a whole formula that they have on how many hours they'll give you per day that you can go and what you can and cannot do.
Of course, getting acclimated to the heat is so important. You guys will start at 6 in the morning. It's cool. So are we at 9, 10 o'clock? That's when you guys kind of bring it to a halt?
Yeah, we definitely want to do that. And then we want to come back, you know, around 6, 6:30 in the evening when it gets cooler. But, you know, starting next week, we'll have a couple other schools that will be in for their camps at USU Eastern. And so we'll be doing some scrimmage type stuff with them. And that usually happens probably 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And so we're going to try to do that in the heat of the day, where, you know, it gives you a little bit more pressure on you. Make sure that you're focusing on the things that you need to do.
Is that basically full contact when they come down?
It definitely is, yeah, other than the quarterback. We try to stay off quarterbacks. We don't want to hurt those guys. But we pretty much go full tilt, you know, 40 in. And, you know, one team gets it 10 minutes. The next team gets it 10 minutes. And you just use your time and whatever you get, you get. Whatever you lose, you lose. So,
up to this point, Coach, are you happy with what you've seen this offseason? I know there have been a couple of camps. We've had you in to talk a little bit about that. Are you, I don't want to say satisfied, but at least pleased with where the kids are at?
Oh, we've taken a step. You know, that's that's the big thing, is we've taken a step forward. And, you know, as long as you're moving forward, you're not moving backwards or you're not stalled. And so we have taken steps this summer to get better and to do the right things. You know, we're definitely in that mode of simplifying things down for our kids. We've got, like I said, we've got that younger group that we're going to start working with, that we want to make it as extremely simple as we can for them so that they can be successful out on the football field.
I know you guys have had some, I don't want to say uncertainty, because you have the quarterbacks in place, but you guys have only had one quarterback during this offseason.
We have. You know, Jalen Dennis was our quarterback for the summer, and he did a fantastic job. We're going to continue working with him at quarterback, and he's going to probably transition into a role at running back for us, and we'll start working with Jared Atwood currently, and, you know, we'll just wait for Noah Jones to get back from boot camp. And, you know, all of them were doing good things. It's not like they were out messing around doing stuff. You know, they were fulfilling family responsibilities and military responsibilities, things like that. And so it's good to get those guys back. But now we know that we have three solid quarterbacks that we can use at the varsity level. And, you know, it's going to be a battle for those three to decide who's going to take that job.
I think Jalen is, it's interesting, because here you have a younger kid that you're going to transition him into a different role. I mean, look, if you want to learn every nuance of the offense, be the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious as to what his growth is, maybe not even physically, but more from an IQ standpoint.
You know, he's an intelligent kid. He's got a lot going for him. He's got, you know, just like all of us, he's got things that he needs to work on. But he's a very intelligent kid, very good football player. And I think, you know, wherever we put him on the field, he's going to be successful, because he's been in that position to where he's had to tell a wide receiver, no, you got to run the route like this. Or he has told a lineman, no, you got to pull here, or you've got to do this. I mean, he's going to be extremely successful in any position we put him in this year.
I know he's played defensive back for you guys as well. So how has his secondary play improved based on what he's learned as a quarterback?
Hopefully a whole bunch. You know, as a quarterback, you know, his first read, he's got to look straight down the field, figure out where the free safety is, which way he's drifting, and then he can make his reads off of that. And so I think it's helped him at the free safety position, realizing, you know what, I know the quarterback's looking at me now. So, you know, he can start to play those games with that quarterback and make sure he gets the throw that he wants to get thrown from a quarterback, so that he has an opportunity for interceptions. I think he's going to have multiple this year.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football squad. Coach, who are some of the other individuals that have stood out to you throughout the summer at some of the camps that you guys have attended?
You know, Colin Lewis has stood out quite a bit. You know, big fullback's done a great job for us. McCabe Bradley stands out for us, you know, anchors us at center, anchors us on the defensive line at nose tackle as well, and will do a great job. You know, it's hard to say who's really stood out, because all of them have just done an exceptional job getting better at what we do. And you know, the offense that we run and the defense that we run, it's not derived on one person. And so we're going to get a lot of people involved this year, and there's going to be a lot of guys that will get touches. We're hoping to have, you know, multiple backs with 800,000-900,000 yard rushing this season, just because of how our offense is designed. And and we've got a whole stable of them. We've got 6-7 running backs that can do a great job this year. Bunch of sophomores that will be juniors this year, and then we've got a couple of juniors that will be seniors. And I mean, it's going to be fun watching this group of kids. I think that we've got a lot of talented players this year.
Coach, let's transition and talk about the parent meeting. That'll be Thursday night at 6 p.m. What are some of the things that a parent can expect if they go to this meeting to prepare for the season?
Well, this meeting, we're actually going to sit the parents down and go through Register My Athlete with them. There's a computer, an online thing that they have to do, and that will, you know, they have to read through all the state material. They have to do those things, and they have to, you know, get their kids a physical, that type of stuff. We've got a free physical coming up here soon. And, you know, we want all of our kids to be ready to go by August 1st. We're actually going to turn kids away on August 1st. So if they don't have a physical, if they haven't paid their fees, those type of things, we're going to turn them away. Just because it, you know, it puts such a stress on our athletic director trying to make sure all these kids are eligible, trying to make sure that they have all of their paperwork, their documentation in. And so, you know, come August 1st, if they don't have stuff in, we're just going to say, you know what, we'd appreciate you doing the stuff that you did with us all summer, but we're going to have to let you go. We've got to cut them that way. We've got to draw the line somewhere. And I mean, we were still trying to get kids to pay fees the night before we played Manti, and we can't have that. And so we're going to have this parent meeting quickly, you know, get them online, get them doing the things that they need to do, get all their fees paid, get everything taken care of, and then we're just ready to go.
And this will be Thursday night, 6 p.m.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday night, 6 p.m. We'll have both athletic director will be there to answer questions, and Mr. Bean will be there to answer questions as well. And we're just going to, you know, sit down with them and go over expectations that we have for parents and give assignments, do those type of things, and ask them to get their information filled out and just be done. Get ready to play football.
And this will be at the high school auditorium?
It'll be at the high school, actually in the library.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which entrance we'll be able to use. They're doing some waxing on some floors, and so one of the doors will be open.
Well, Coach, let's transition back over to football before I let you go. You did mention a team camp coming to USU Eastern next week. This will give you guys an opportunity to go up against not one, but two high schools.
Yeah, Summit Academy and North Sam Pete will be over. Give us some good competition. We did the same thing with them last year where we did a couple of days where we'd go and just hit each other. It's always nice when your kids have an opportunity to hit kids from other schools. You know, you beat up on yourself all summer and you beat up on yourself all season, and it's really nice when your kids get to go out and hit someone from another institute of learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is controlled aggression. It's always great to unleash that controlled aggression on someone else other than your own teammates. I don't think there's any doubt.
It definitely is. And, you know, and our kids are excited for it. They're looking forward to these two teams coming over and participating in this camp with us.
It seems like this has been one of the most football-filled summers I can remember here in the local area, Coach, in quite some time. We've talked about the All-Star game and a couple of camps in between. I know you guys didn't go to the Ute and Shoot, but you know, more than made up for that. I mean, there was plenty of opportunities for kids to get involved and get set for football this summer.
Yeah, there definitely was, and we had kids that went to individual camps as well to get better at their craft. And that's the one thing about football. Football is a week thing. You know, you only get to play one game a week typically, and with basketball, baseball, softball, all these other sports, you get to play multiple games. Ours, we practice more than we play. So it's fun when you get to the season where you can actually show what you've done over the summer, and you know, not taking away from any of those other sports, but you know, it's tough when you're beating on each other, you know, 4 days out of the week, and then you get to go hit someone else. It's always nice.
And no doubt. Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop by today to talk about the off-season programs. Again, that parent meeting is going to be at 6 p.m. at the high school library on Thursday. And on top of that, Coach, you guys will begin camp Thursday, 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yep, we're definitely ready to go. It's going to be a fun season. You know, we look forward to all the games that we have on our schedule. Going to have a great homecoming game with Emory High School. It's going to be fun. You know, it's always nice when your two local schools get to clash, and it's a meaningful game.
Yep.
And so we're excited for that. We're excited for what we have coming up. We're excited for, you know, the kids that are seniors now. And it's, you know, football's here. It's time. It's time for us to get rolling. It's going to be a fun season. So we appreciate you sitting down with us and visiting, and hopefully we can get a few more kids to come out because they've got a chance to listen to some of the things that are going on the radio here.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much again for taking out the time. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Again, that's Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon High School football squad talking about the camp. Again, Thursday morning, 6 a.m., things will get rolling for the football team. And then Thursday night at 6 p.m., there will be a parent meeting as well, which is highly important. You can find more on the Carbon High School football team by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. And we got a break for a quick moment. We have plenty more coming up right here on Drive Time Sports when we return.